You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
And we're back. We're coming to you from the Birmingham Home Show. This has been a great event to be able to interview all the different chefs, and it's a wonderful experience for me to be able to share with you all the experience that has come to the stage. I interviewed Chef Louis Delgado yesterday. He presented his goods, and he wanted to bring in culture, as he said it, of the Cuban and Puerto Rican. He's done that today, as he had a lot of people enjoy a lot of food. And there was a young lady just down the line at a table serving up pieces of cake, and her name's Juliana Delgado, and she's a cake baker. And I wanted her to be a part of this show. She's 12 years old, and we're glad to have you be part of the Mark White Show. Welcome, Juliana.
Thank you.
the cake maker. Where did this come from? Where did this desire to make cakes come from?
Well, I just grew up watching my dad bake, and I started doing it.
What did you start with? Like, what if you start from the very basic thing, the first thing that you started cooking, what was it?
Eggs.
That's the way I started. Exactly. My grandmother would let me cook an egg, and that's how I got started. Because, you know, dealing when you're young and you're dealing with hot fire and dangerous things, sometimes that's a good way to start. So you went from cooking an egg and realizing that you could cook the egg to doing what?
To making, like, pancakes and breakfast to baking cakes.
Were you using recipes when you made the pancakes? Were you using recipe book?
I was just reading it off the box.
And it came out right?
Not really.
We're getting there because the cake that I had today was great.
Thank you. It was incredible. Thank you.
So where did you get to the point that you were making something that people say, Juliana, this is amazing, this is great?
Well, there is this girl that we know. Her name is Paisley, and about 2 years ago, I did her birthday cake, and it turned out really, really good. And everybody was like, oh, this is amazing. I really, really like this. When are you going to do mine? Yeah.
And like your dad would probably say, well, I'll do yours when the green money starts coming my way, right, Louis?
Correct. I was there for that one. So, no, she started 2 years ago, and then she also made me a cake. Didn't you make me a cake on my birthday? And it came out so moist and delicious that I'm like, man, you got something. You're working with something here. And she continued to work on her trade. She's getting better and better every day.
And you actually sell your cakes?
Yes.
When did you get to the point that you felt comfortable with your cake enough that you would say, okay, I'm going to take your money for this good quality product?
Maybe like 4 or 5 months after I actually started baking.
After you perfected the recipe?
Yes.
What's the best cake you say that you make? What is the best recipe that you have? What type of cake?
Well, they're all kind of the same, but the yellow cake is like my signature kind of. Yellow cake with homemade buttercream. I like doing that.
Homemade buttercream.
Perfect buttercream. Like, listen, I make buttercream. She doesn't take my recipes. It's our own recipes. And my buttercream is a little bit more sweeter than hers. You have, like, let's just name some bakeries out here. You like got Eggers. Eggers buttercream is very sweet. Then you have my buttercream that is, it's half and half. I love sweet buttercream. Then you have her buttercream that is silky, not too sweet, smooth, and she gets it right all the time. It really gets under, I get kind of mad about it because it took me years to get my buttercream the way I have mine, and she perfected that. For example, today she made buttercream for all these cakes that she had here, and she got it right the first time.
Yes.
I mean, that's incredible.
It was great. And so you tasted your recipe. Did you make adjustments along and say, well, I like it this way or that way, or you just mixed it up and that's
no,
it?
No, I did it. I mean, I try it always, but I'm not one for a sweet icing because I don't really like that. So whenever I try it, I'm looking for sugar, but not too much sugar.
Kind of like you talking about that smoothie being too sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I did it, it was like, so I kind of added a little bit too much vanilla, but I couldn't really go back. So, yeah.
It's a balance. She has the perfect balance when it comes to that.
And your business name, tell people what the business name is.
So my business name is JD Cakes for Juliana Delgado. Yeah.
And your own classmates where you go to school, you're 12 years old, they know that you're a cake maker?
Most of them.
And your classmates have actually used, as you mentioned, was this a classmate that actually had your cake at a birthday?
No.
Or was that a friend?
This is my little sister's friend.
Oh, okay, sister's friend. Wow. How can the Mark White Show help you to sell more cakes?
Just promotion. That's all I really need.
I know I talked to your dad yesterday, and we were talking about how people could contact him, Chef Louis Delgado, through his page and be able to order cakes from you. So, Chef Louis, again, how can people say, Chef Louis, I would love for this 12-year-old to make a cake for me.
For now, we're developing her Facebook page, but right now she doesn't have one. So you could go to Miami Fusion Cafe, and you can message us there, JD Cakes, Miami Fusion Cafe, or ChefDelgado29@gmail.com. Message us there, and we'll contact you with JD Cakes, and she can make small cakes, big cakes, anniversaries, birthdays, get-togethers. I mean, and again, it's not because she's my daughter, because I'm her number one critic, and she could tell you this, all right? She's laughing right now. She has a talent that it was similar to me when I was 7 years old and I started baking and cooking with my grandmother, okay? You know what? You know an artist when you see one, okay? There's kids that are growing up, they're in second grade, and they're drawing the Mona Lisa. That's an artist, okay? All right? So there's kids that are growing up, 5, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, you put them behind the stove, and they're cooking meals for you. You know what I mean? And baking is not easy. That's why you got chefs and you got bakers, okay? I do both, and I love that I learned how to do both, okay? But there's a lot of chefs that I know that they don't know how to bake a cake. They don't know how to bake. They don't know how to make pancakes. They don't know how to do anything when it comes to the baking world, mm-hmm. okay? Because you have to measure this and you have to measure that. And you have to make sure that you have the right correct water, the right? Everything is like science, okay? So it's a science that it's in her blood, and she's doing a great job. I'm telling you, a great job. I'm just hoping that she continues to work on her talent, and it goes from there. But listen, just about 4 months ago, she had one of her best months. She did about 9 cakes in a month, and then she almost quit on me. She was like, "Oh, Dad, you know, I think I'm not gonna do no cakes." You know, I'm like, "Girl, you did 9 cakes in a month."
Do you have a response to that?
I never said that. I said this will probably be one of my side jobs when I grow up, but I don't want to do it full time.
That's quitting on me. That is quitting on me. Listen, she was 11 at the time. She's making 9 cakes a month. Girl, you better put 100% onto this, okay? Because it's paying off, all right? Listen, college is not for everybody. You got me?
Well, I get wanting to improve yourself and be better. When I had the tortilla business and I made tortillas, I could have given you the recipe and said, okay, Louis, go make tortillas. But knowing moisture, whether it was raining that day, it was a dry day, the amount of water you needed, because your cake recipe, just like elevations, things change.
Yeah,
so you have to be able to...
water, regular water, all
right,
of different.
To accommodate all those different things that go into it. And that's what you have to do with your cakes, right?
Yeah.
And you just found a way to make it really, really good. Because the cake is gone.
They're gone.
It's gone.
All of them are gone.
All of them.
Did you see, while I was cooking, I'm expecting to get a piece of cake. And when I turn my back around, this table is gone. All right? The cakes are gone.
Every bit of it. There was like, there's your piece, Louis.
Listen, it's incredible to me. I'm looking back and I'm like, where's the cake? But Daddy also made flan. And I made the Jesus
amazing,
cake. The
buddy.
Jesus cake is our ministry cake. Everybody knows about our Jesus cake. We're trying to open up the first multicultural drug and alcohol rehab facility in the state of Alabama. And the Jesus cake is paying for that. Okay, so it's our tres leche cake, our signature cake. And our flan is a vanilla bean custard. Okay.
I loved it too.
I'm going to teach my daughter all the recipes because, of course, I want her to continue to strive with all the recipes that my grandmother taught me. You know, so... But again, I turned around trying to get a piece of that cake, and it was gone.
Outstanding job, Juliana.
Thank you.
And if you don't mind, let's go into another segment, yep. And let's talk about this Jesus cake and this rehab that you're wanting to develop.
Right.
Because are you already a 501c3, or are you heading that direction?
We are. We're almost we got to pay a little bit more money to finish it, but we're almost there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, folks, I want you to stick with us as we come to you from the Birmingham Home Show. I have Chef Louis Delgado with me, his daughter Juliana with her cake business. I want you to check it out. JD Cakes. You can get the cakes through Miami Fusion Cafe, which I typed in Miami Fusion 280, and that helped pull it up.
Directly.
Yes. So Miami Fusion 280, you can send a message to Chef Louis and tell him that you want Juliana to make a cake, and maybe she'll stay in business long enough for you to have a cake.
She better.
You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a
chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week except Sunday for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Birmingham Home Show in Birmingham, Alabama. As advertised, Chef Louis Delgado is still with me, and we're talking about something very special for this area and something that's very important when it comes to building up our community, strengthening our community, giving people hope that have lost hope, and giving them opportunities, opening doors, right?
Correct. I could tell you a little bit of my story. In 2015, I became the first Hispanic to go to rehab in this state in 20 years. I went to an all-male Christian facility called Turning Point in Thorsby, Alabama. And while I was in there, I did my time in the rehab facility, I graduated the rehab facility, got out, and we launched the Birmingham location. And we came up with the Jesus Cake concept. You know, God put it in our heart to not use his name in vain and make sure that we do something with his name. Okay, so what we did was we came up with a plan, me and my wife, and of course God gave us the vision to use the Jesus Cake to open up the crossover. The crossover is multicultural drug and alcohol rehab facility that we want to open up in the state of Alabama, okay? We want everybody that works in the crossover to be bilingual, okay? Because it was incredible to me that I was the first Hispanic to go to rehab in this state, and the only reason I got that help, it was because I knew English, okay? There's a lot of programs out there for us American folks, you know what I mean, that know English. And,
right.
But there's not a lot of programs for my culture. There's not a lot of programs for people that, that don't know English to go and find help in a drug and alcohol rehab facility, you know, because there's not enough counselors to help them. You see, so we decided to launch in 2016 the restaurant and sell the Jesus cakes. Every time you open up the Jesus cake, you get Proverbs and Psalms in English and Spanish. So it's a form of a fortune cookie with real word. So people, the same people that, it's the same way that people don't believe in fortunes, but they still read that fortune cookie and then they go play the numbers in the back, you know what I mean?
Right.
In Georgia or wherever. It's the same way that if people don't believe in God's word, they can still open it, read it. And it's a seed of hope. And some people are like, man, where's that at? Where can I find that at? And we just direct them to the Bible, you know? So it's a form of us spreading the word in a positive way, you know? And now, like I said, I have come up with this concept. While we're selling this cake, a percentage of the cake goes back to opening up the rehab facility. We're not only going to help the people, the addicts that need help. We're also going to help the families. We're developing a program that is not only going to help the people in addiction, but also the families, because we all know we have people in addiction that like to manipulate the families and hurt the families, and it hurts everybody around. So, and there's a lot of family members that are, codependent, you know? Hey, grandma, if you don't give me $20, I'm going to kill myself. And then grandma gives them the $20 and they still go kill themselves. Sometimes you got to show an addict hard love, you know, and them, not leave them by himself, not leave them alone, not abandon them, but show them hard love. You know, Papi, I love you, you know, but I can't give you what you want right now, but I can show you what you need. And that's pointing them to our Lord and Savior, basically. That's the only guy that could get you. That's the only thing that could get you out of addiction, all right? It's hope, okay? Once you learn that you are worthy and you have hope, you could strive for bigger things.
And you coming through rehab, you know people who survived and you know people who didn't.
Yes, correct. I even once I got out of rehab, I knew a lot of people that went back to the addiction. Okay, a lot of people that were clean for years and went back, and one time using, they passed away. I had in 1 year, I had three of my friends that I went to rehab with, they passed out, they passed away. And we all know how big the opiates pandemic has been, especially in the state of Alabama.
Yeah,
you know, and it's hard to put it into perspective of how bad the epidemic has been in this state. So all we need to do is continue to point them to the right direction, you know, show them some hope. For example, I had a friend of mine just come from Miami. I grew up with this guy. I've known this guy since fifth grade, okay? Never been an addict to opiates. But 2 years ago, he got introduced to heroin, okay? I went and saw him, 6 months ago? I went and saw him in Kissimmee, because I have another friend that's like a cousin to me that called me and said that this guy is in really bad shape. So we ended up going to Florida, and my wife's like, stick him in the car, put him in the car, take him with you, you know? And when an addict is not ready to find help, you cannot force him to go get help,
right?
Okay? So I went over there. I showed him that we were ready to help him, okay? But I didn't put him in the car. But I showed him that there was a way. There's another way. I came back to Alabama. About a month and a half later, I get a phone call. And it's from this gentleman. And he's like, man, listen, I went to jail for 2 weeks. I'm clean for 2 weeks. And I don't want to go back to doing what I was doing. Do you still have that door open for me? And, you know, I know a lot of people in the rehab facilities here, because we have helped a lot of people in rehab. We helped a lot of homeless people here as well with the restaurant. So I called all our friends that I know, Keene's Ranch, the Foundry and all that. And we had the Foundry, that's one of the biggest rehab facilities here in the state, help us out, give them a bed. I bought them a bus ticket. And I said, if you're in the bus, that means you really need some help. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, he showed up and I took him to the Foundry. And he did almost 3 months at the Foundry, gained 35 pounds back. I mean, got his spirits back up. A guy that never believed in who God was is praying every day now, you know what I mean? And show him some hope. And he's got a job and he's doing really well now. So not everybody wants help. Not everybody gets help because they're scared of how help looks like, because they don't know what normal is. You know, they don't know how they used to be before the drug, okay? But once they get that cleaned out and their mindset is back to normal, hope builds up, you know, passion builds up, trying to make something out of themselves build up, you know, their self-esteem grow, you know, they look at themselves in the mirror and they could stand to see that person again, you know, that before when you're in the drug, when you're in addiction, you can't even stand to see yourself in the mirror. You know, so me and my wife both are recovering addicts. You know, my wife, my beautiful wife that you saw right there 20 years ago, she was Georgia's most wanted female for crystal meth manufacture. And I met her at church. You know, she went to Master's Commission and she became ordained. And right now all she does is help people in addiction and homelessness and stuff like that. So it's something that pulls our heart. So that's what we always have done. And since 2016, we have done it even more.
And I'm telling you, if the folks in this audience today had a little bit of that, you know, you mentioned the Jesus cake, you mentioned it, but not to the depth, you know, and I hope that people hear this conversation and they hear what you're trying to do through your business to better our communities. And I want listeners, if they have it in their heart to support this effort, to have a way to do that. How can people help you move this forward?
Correct. I mean, we need all the help we could get when it comes to this. This is even bigger than the restaurant. The only reason we opened up the restaurant was to give second chances, was to hire people like me that nobody else will hire, you know? So basically, they could reach us at the same thing, chefdelgado29@gmail, Miami Fusion Cafe, message us. If they have the same heart to help people in addiction, they could just reach out to us there. We also have 3-in-1 Ministries, okay? So you go to Facebook, 3-in-1 Ministries is our ministry that we're trying to get with our 501c3, and they could message us in 3-in-1 Ministries as well. And go from there. But we are looking for people to be in our team. We're looking for people that have the same heart, because this is bigger than all of us. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than all of us. This epidemic is taking our kids. It's taking our mothers, our grandfathers, our cousins, our uncles, family members, friends, all the way around. You know, people that we don't even know, neighbors. You know what I mean? And we got to make sure that we stay strong, we stay together. And the only way we could do it is by growing together, by moving together in the same vision, the same way, and knowing that everything is possible, but that seed of hope is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the only one that can make anything brand new is Him. That's all that I could say when it comes to that. You know, you could take somebody off a drug and put them into another drug, and they just get addicted to that drug. It don't matter if it's legal or not. You know, I went to rehab for a drug that it's legal in 34 states. All right, I went to rehab for marijuana. I was the only one in that rehab location that was there for marijuana. 19-year-old boys that had 9 overdoses. 65-year-old men that were vomiting and doing number one and number two on themselves, you know? And then God placed me there to see how bad the epidemic was. And I was just not hungry. You know what I mean? And basically, I thought that you could never get addicted to marijuana, which is false. You know, that year that I went to rehab, I smoked $55,000 worth of weed that year. Okay? And the addiction is anything that you put first before your priorities. Okay? You could be addicted to TV. You could be addicted to porn. You could be addicted to anything that you put first before your priorities. And that's your addiction.
Chef Louis Delgado, no doubt we're going to have more conversations in the future, my friend. And I appreciate your openness today in sharing about this effort to help the homeless, to help those who are drug addicted. It's a powerful message that you share, and I hope that people listen to it and they'll share it with others too.
One more thing, Mark. You got to remember, your testimony will set you free, but your testimony will set other people free. So we got to stop being quiet about our life. Stop being quiet of whatever has happened to you, because I need to know what has happened to you. I need to know how you got through it. I need your point of view. I need to know what your strength come from, you know? So we have to stop keeping it to ourselves. And the way we do it is by talking to people.
Yes.
Expressing ourselves. And like that, you're going to help me and I'm going to help you.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to a brand new episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading a little golden book classic, Baby Farm Animals. And now, here's Cora White.
Baby sheep are called lambs. He likes to run in the grass that grows in the meadow. Baby cats are called kittens. They love playing on the farm. At night, the farmer gives them cow's milk, and they curl up together in the big red barn. Baby Rabbit lives in a hutch, which is her tiny little house. She sniffs noses with the kittens and puppies because they are all friends. Baby guinea pigs also have a hutch. Have you ever seen a guinea pig's tail? That rabbit has been up to some mischief, says the brown guinea pig. Baby donkey loves to eat juicy carrots. He is sitting down because he is tired. Somebody is trying to make him stand up and follow those carrots, tied on the end of a stick. I know that trick, he says. Baby ducks are called ducklings. They swim in the pond with their wide webbed feet. Why don't you come for a swim? They ask the little chicks. Baby chickens are called chicks. They cannot swim. Mother says we must look for worms and stay out of the water, they reply. Baby pigs are called piglets. They love clean straw to sleep on. A piglet digs with its nose, which is called a snout. If you pick him up or chase him, he will squeal for his mother. Help! 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 Baby dogs are called puppies. They stay in the stable close to the horses. They growl and bark at strangers. They pretend that the shoe is a big cat. They growl and bark at it too. Baby goats are called kids, just as little boys and girls are. They try to knock each other down by butting their heads together. Their father has horns and a pointed beard. Baby swans are called cygnets. Now they are covered with smoke-colored down, but soon they will have pure white feathers and long necks. Baby goose is called a gosling. She will be a big gray goose someday. See her brother with his head under the water? He is looking for something to eat. Baby horse we call a foal. She could walk the same day she was born. Now after a week, she gallops. When she is 2 years old, she will be a beautiful horse and she will be able to carry a rider. And she will be able to carry a rider on her back. Perhaps she will even win a race. Baby pony is taking kitten and puppy for a ride. He is a Shetland pony, so he will not grow very much bigger. Baby cow is called a calf. She says, moo! It is time for lunch. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate the Birmingham Home Show for allowing us to do interviews over the weekend last weekend, as I enjoyed getting to meet some of the various chefs and cooks from across the state of Alabama. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you.
Find your purpose.
I'm making a difference.
Someone's life.
These are my kind of people.